Today's share in the Deir Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Vav Omad Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to begin and conclude Siman Tov Kuf Samach Tes, which deals with the din of no der beit sar. If a person makes a neder during a time of trouble, and we'll start Be'ezus Hashem Siman Tov Kuf Ayin. So let us begin Siman Tov Kuf Samach Tes Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Yochid Amis'ane Al Tzora V'Ovra. If an individual said he was going to take upon himself a fast because of a certain trouble or difficulty, and Baruch Hashem, the difficulty passed. Or he says he's going to take a fast because of a sick person, Al Chola, and then Vinisrape, Baruch Hashem, the sick person got better, or Rachman al-Islan, Omei, so the sick person has passed away. So what should he do in this situation? The Mechaber says, Tzorech Lahashlim Kol HaTanios Shehibel Lov. Even though the tzar went away, even though the sick person is either Baruch Hashem healed or his nebuch, he passed away, in all of these situations, the individual has to continue fasting all the fasts that he accepted upon himself. That's for the individual. However, Avol Tzibur, if an entire community took upon themselves fasts, Shemistan and Al-Shum Dovar, for a certain reason, for a difficulty, V'nanu, and Baruch Hashem, they were answered. So if it's Kodim Chatzos, if they were answered before Chatzos of that day, Lo Yashlimu, they don't have to finish the fast. However, if the Talmidei Chachamim in the community, as well as the majority of the Tzibur, wish to continue the fast, so then in a Yochid Rashay Lahafrish Atzmo Mehem, then an individual should not go and separate himself from the Tzibur. Let's look at the Mishneh Berurah Sif Kun Aleph, where he says, the Chiluk Bein Tzibur LeYochid, why did the Mechaber make a distinction between an individual who has to finish fasting and the Tzibur that doesn't? So he says, and this, you can see the Sharet Zion Osalef is based upon the Rav HaMagid, which is the Magid Mishnah, the Tzibur Lev Bezdin Masna Lehem. With the Tzibur, the Bezdin basically undertook, without saying so, that if we have this Tzara eliminated before the fast by Chatzos, so then we don't have to continue fasting. And that's what the issue footnote number one says, that HaKavonhi Kesher Kovu Bezdin as a Tainis, when they set this Tainis up, it was with this essential Tanai, as opposed to an individual, even if he had in his mind that this would be the case, he didn't express it. So therefore, Dvarim Shebelev in and Dvarim for an individual, but for the Tzibur, they count. V'gam, Mishneh Berurah continues, Dein Matrich and Al Tzibur, we don't want to be Matrich the Tzibur, as opposed to an individual. Avol B'yochid Kivish Lo Histam Beferish, since the individual did not say specifically, if the sick person gets better, I don't need to fast, so Shim Tavor HaTzorah Lo Yisana, or he didn't say that if the Tzorah passes, I will not fast, so then we have to assume that the full position is Mechuyv L'Hashlim Kafi Kabbalah So, that therefore the Kabbalah is that he does have to fast. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, of Nevuch, the person passed away, and he says, U'adin Linya Mishisana Al-Tzorah Shetavor Mimenu, likewise if the person said that a certain Tzorah I shouldn't get this tzara upon myself, therefore I'm fasting. Or, for example, Shinishayev Mimitzikov Leis Onish, or somebody's oppressing him and they want to give him some sort of a punishment. So he says, I'm going to fast. If this punishment, if the punishment should go away, therefore, V'hutzuch L'kayim, he has to go and fulfill his obligation, even though the tzara passed. Tzorech L'hashlim Sivkot and Gimel, because the Kivin Shekibel of Tainis Stam V'lohisna, since he didn't specify, I will not fast if this tzara goes away. So the default position for a yochid is that he has to fast. It's a tanis stam, and therefore he has to fast. So therefore, Amrinan, we say, the daito hoya kabozu, his acceptance of this fast was defaulted, that even if the tzara goes away. And therefore, he has to finish his fast, because maybe that's why the person got better. Maybe that's why the tzara went away. Sivkot and Dalit, call it Tani Yoshikibo Vahule. The individual has to accept any Tanaism that he said, the individual. Hainu Lav Davka Osiyom, not only that day, Mishum the Hiskel sounds because he started fasting, but even the future Tanaism, Elafilu Imkibo Alatzmo, Kama Tanaism, even all the future Tanaism that haven't yet occurred, and the sick person is better, Baruch Hashem, or the Tzara went away. He has to still fast, Mishul Oso Dov Mechuiv Lashlimo, because he said he was going to fast. The Chain Shari Nidre Tztaka, Shikibo Love. Likewise, if a person accepted oneself to give a certain level of Tztaka to a Tzara that it should go away, Mishul Shiyechli Plonio, that so and so should live. So Afi May circle time, even Nebuchadnezzar, the person passed away, he has to give the money to Tztaka. However, the Mishnah says, Ayin in Yoridea, Simon Reishchov, Sif Tes Vav, in the Haggadah, the Ramav there, the Davka Bishalonoda Beloshin Tanai. That's assuming that he didn't make it out tonight. But he said, if Abel Amar, Im Yechia Ploni Yasane, if so and so lives, I will fast. Or, oh, Etain Kach Vikach Tztaka. If he lives, I will give such and such money to Tztaka. And then, Umeis Nebuchadnezzar, the guy passes away, then he's not in a Mechuy Vasano Sulitain. He doesn't have to give the tztaka in that situation or fast because he did make it tonight. And the issue foot number three points out for the Ramadah, even if he didn't do the kefal tonight, he didn't say, if the person lives, then I will give the money. If the person doesn't live, I won't give the money. Even if he didn't do that, he doesn't have to go and fulfill it if he said it at all. The issue foot number two brings down that if the person did get sick, you shouldn't go and do Hataras Nedarim. Unless, if the person is so weak and it's so difficult for him to do so, so then maybe he could do Hataras Nedarim in that situation. But otherwise, he shouldn't even do Hataras Nedarim. Sivkot Hei, the Mishnah Berurah, he tells us, but if the Tzibur was answered, so then that's a different story. Mashma L'chora, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Mechaber is saying the Daf Gunanu. It's only if they were answered positively that you don't have to fast. Avol bisanu bishul cholish yisrap iumeis. But if they were fasting for somebody to get better, and then if the person passed away, then the implication of the mechaber according to the Mishnah Berurah is afilu b'tzibur chayov lahashlim af shemeis kodem chatzos. Then the tzibur would have to go and finish this off, even though the person Nebuch passed away before Chatzos. And you can see in O Zayin Sharet Zion, this is the opinion of the Rosh, Mishum Tzricha Matzibo lo mahalal achakach b'nefesh seveya, with O Simcha, O Fiko Chekelu lem Shiochlu. Masha en came b'meis, but this is different with the meis, when the sorrow went away. So they're manna, so now they have to say halal. It's inappropriate to say halal, so to say when you're fasting. But Nebuch, in this situation, they're not saying halal, so then the Rosh would say that you have to go and fast. The issue footnote number four points out that this idea of saying halal is talking about the halal agadol, that you're saying and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this person's life being saved. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, not everybody agrees with that Rosh. He brings down from the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, V'yesh Mekilin, Mitzibur, Af B'chiyai Gavna. They could say no, even if the person Nebuch didn't survive and the Tzara didn't go away, but in this situation, they wouldn't have to fast. And in the Oschess and the Sharet Zion, he explains that the Ein Matrichin al Tzibur, Omishum delay based in Masnah, for one of the two reasons, either because we don't need to make the Tzibur trouble themselves, Nebuch the person passed away, or because the Beis Din's original assumption was only they're fasting if the person doesn't die. But if he dies, they didn't set it up in that situation. There's a Shayach Av Kishemes, and therefore, even if he Nebuch passes away, this isn't necessary. The issue foot number five says, however, for Tztaka, they would still have to give it according to the Prima Gadim. Sivko involved in the Mishnah Berurah called him Chatzos, that die in lo hiskel atanis, because technically before Chatzos, the Tanis hasn't started, because the Ar Chatzos mansuda here die, because people don't always eat before noon. So therefore, you can't really tell that they're in a Tanis, and therefore they can break their Tanis in this situation where they were nana. As opposed to Bashe Kin Lach Chatzos, after Chatzos, it's already clear that they're fasting, so then they should finish the fast. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yochid Shemisana al Tzoro, if an individual is fasting because of some terrible tragedy, but know that she called in Kabbalah Satanis Kvar Rabba, and it turns out that he accepted, let's say, to take the Tanesim on Monday, but the Tzor already was gone on Sunday. So before he even did his Kabbalah Satanis, there was no Tzorah. So then the Mechaber says, Eino Tzorach Lahashlam, this individual doesn't have to finish his Tanesim. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Indian Tzor Shoy Sa Kabbalah Betos, because the whole Kabbalah was Betos. However, avolim avro achar kabbalas atanis. But if he took upon himself the tanis on Monday morning and then Monday afternoon, the tzara went away. Then afshalo hiskil adayin lisanos. Even though he didn't yet start the fasting, in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah brings out from the Oyer Rab and other achronim tzorach lahashim. He does have to finish off his tanis. Now we go to the Ramah, Hagav, Uadin Litzibur, Shoshamu Acha Chatzos, Shekilu Tanis Betos. The same thing would apply to a Tzibur, even after Chatzos, when the Tanis already has taken effect, that they found out that at the time that the Tzibur took upon himself the Tzara, there really was no Tzara, it had already gone away, so then Ein Tzrichim L'Hashlim. It brings down from the Trumas Hadash then that you don't have to go and finish off your fast. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, Rotsu Omar, Afilu Liacha Chatzos, even if it's after Chatzos, certainly if it's before Chatzos, but even if it's after Chatzos, Shavarova Yom Tanis, even though they fasted most of the day already, Afilu Hochilu. They don't have to complete the fast. And certainly, because you can't call them chatzos, they wouldn't have to complete the fast. Simkon tes, ain tzuchim lahashlim, they don't have to finish off the fast. Was there ain shayach l'talmidei chacham and v'robetziv l'hachmir, kim shoy betos. In this situation, as opposed to before, we said, if they already fasted most of the day, so if the talmidei chacham and the tzibur want to finish the fast, they have the right to. Here, you don't have the right to do that because it was a mistake. In lo shekvar heriv hayom b'yoser, unless it's already nightfall, or just about nightfall, so then they might as well finish the fast off. That concludes the beautiful short siman Tov Kuf Samach Tes, and now we go to Tov Kuf Ayin, which deals with if a person takes upon himself a series of fasts, and he didn't realize a Bechanuk or Purim, or days that you're not supposed to be fasting, occurred during that time. Shenifshu b'soch yimei nidrei tainis. So, the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Yochid shekibalov tainis kach v'kach yomim. If an individual says, I accept upon myself this fast a certain number of days, the Erubem Shabbos, so you have been told him, so he said, I'm going to fast the 5 days, and he didn't realize that Shabbos or Yom Tov is going to come out during that period of time. Oh, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, or it's Rosh Chodesh, or it's Chanukah, or Purim, or Erev Yom Kippurim. All of these days, you're not allowed to fast. So, Im Kiblu, if he accepted upon himself, Beloshun Kabbalah's Tainis Biyamah, if he said, I'm going to fast 5 days in general, so then, Eino Tzarach HaTorah, he doesn't need to do Hataras Nedarim, and he doesn't fast on those days. But if he said a neder, I have made myself also to eat on those days, shulosh and nadir, then sarech hataras chacham. Since he's not supposed to fast on those days, in that situation, he should get hataras nadarim. He should get hataras chacham. Now, let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. Mishnah Berurah tells us, the ilu im gozru tainis ala tzibur b'Eretz Yisrael, if, in fact, in Eretz Yisrael, there were gozru tainis on a tzibur, v'ischilu l'tzanos, and they started a series of fasts. In Eretz Yisrael, for famine, they would decree a series of fasts. Three fasts, seven fasts. The Erebahem, elu ayyamim. And if any of these days then turned out to be on those fast days, chol gzeirosim b'di'evit, then it is chal b'di'evit. And therefore, as we've learned, Ukidel and Simon Tofiud Ches, so therefore, Masha Ein came biyochit. That's different for the Tzibur than for an individual. So therefore, for an individual, he doesn't need Hataras the Dharma on these days. Ein Tzarech Hatorah, Sivkot and Beis, because the Ein Koach Kabbal also Chal, Klal Ayom Zeh, because you can't accept the fast as a voluntary type of a fast on a day that you're not allowed to fast. The issue foot number two brings down, even though Avshe Kabbal also Lochola, the din is that you don't have to fast. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down that in the Shmaisis of the Moshe, Shetov Shalo Yochal Ba'osu Yom Basu Yayin, at least on that day, don't eat meat or wine. Now, what about if Purim cotton falls out? When you have an Iboyar, so you have Purim in other Aleph, so on Yudalit in Tesvav, that's called Purim cotton or Shushan Purim cotton. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin, Legabi Misha Nodo Bistan Lisano Shein V'Chamish B'Chol Shana. If somebody said, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday, and then it turns out that Purim Cotton comes out on Monday or Thursday, Ein Misana, he doesn't go and fast in those days. That's Kivin Shaddai Toy Solo Vabi Purim Cotton. He assumed that he was saying up front that it doesn't include Purim Cotton. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ayin and Simon Tov Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah Siv Cotton Zayin, Mashikos Avdu Sham. And over there it says, and Deir Shifut number 3 brings this down, Shekos Hashem Legabi Yachiv Lufro Tainis, to make up for a Tainis. Shedav Kimoiso Kabbaloso Ayomim Misuyomim. It's only that you have to make up a Tainis if you set a set number of days. For example, you said, I'm going to fast every Monday, Thursday of the whole year. And then it turns out that one of the days that is forbidden to fast is on those days, so lo chola kabbalasso, then his kabbalah never took effect on that day, and therefore, ein tzarech lefro yom acher tachtav. He doesn't have to make up anything because he never took effect on that day. But if he said, stam, kach, kach yom lusanos, I'm going to fast 10 days, so then tzarech ledalig aloso yom, so the day that he would fast, he said, I'm going to fast 10 Mondays and Thursdays, and then it turns out that one of them was Rosh Chodesh or Purim, so then he skips that one, and he just keeps on counting the 10 until he gets to the end of 10. That's when he said upon himself, stam, the regular lashon of a Kabbalah's tainis. But if he said it as a neder, so Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirat, Shamar, Harei Alay Achilas Yom Ploni Konim. He says it's awesome for me to eat on such and such a day. So he turns it into a neder. Mishum the neder chal afilo dvar mitzvah. A neder can be chal even on dvar mitzvah. The neder osir achayfetz alav. The neder makes that thing awesome to you. Ve'en shum tzivu el achayfetz. And therefore, there's nothing you can do about it. Avol b'shvua shenish balasanos b'yom elu enucha. But if he says I'm going to fast on these days, so that's different. If he makes a shvu on it, ukemura b'sif gimel, we'll learn this in tomorrow's shir mitzvah shem. Mishum the shvu osir nafshei al chetza, because the difference between a shvu and a neder is a shvu says that you're osir on something, as opposed to a neder which says that thing is osir on you. And therefore, since by a shvu it's already a mitzvah that you should eat on that day, vukvar mitzvah, shalol asos kein, therefore the shvu is nachal, but a neder is chal. The issue footnote number 4 explains, somebody says, I'm not going to have any meat from Shavasav Batamas until Tishabav during the 3 weeks. So we already learned previously in those halachos in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Shemutu Lolecho Bosu Bishabasos, Ubsudas Mitzvah. You can eat meat on a Shabbos or a Sudas Mitzvah. Why? Mishum Shadaito Kifia Minog, because when he accepted upon himself not to have meat during the 3 weeks, it was only based upon that minog of not eating meat during the 3 weeks, which didn't include Shabbos and Sudas Mitzvah. However, if he said it in the lashon of a neder, harei olai shelo lecho bosim shivosim b'tamuz, yesh machmirim shosolochu them, because it's a neder. There are those that say it would be machmir. Sivkot dalit, this lashon neder, cause of magen of ram. Dim amar harini no der lisanos yomechad. If the person says he's making a neder to fast one day, that's lo mikri neder. That's not a neder. The lochet nagu shemish amar harini no der lisanos sheni v'chamish koyim osashana. Therefore, if a person were to say I'll fast as a neder every Monday and Thursday in the year, in that situation, it's different than taking upon himself a straightforward neder. And if Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Monday or Thursday, he wouldn't fast on it and doesn't need a Taras Adar. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Prima Gadim who disagrees with that and asks the Shaila. He says, also look in the Ayuridea, Simon Meshvav, in Siv Hay, and Deir Shifut number 5 and 6 bring down what those discussions are. There are different opinions as to whether there is a stira here or not. Ayin Sham, Deir Shifut, footnotes number 5 and 6. Then we go to Sivkot and Hay, that The Mishnah Berurah says that you do need Hataras Chachamim if it was a neder. The Yireh Lahatir Kidei Shelo Yeh Mechuyev Lisanos. And you should go and do Hataras Nedarim, because even though we said before that you don't do Hataras Nedarim in general for something like this, but here, because it's also the feast, you should do Hataras Nedarim. And he says, Vimlo Hiter Visane, and if in fact you didn't do Hataras Nedarim and you fasted, so then, Tzorech Lameisav Achakach Tainis L'Taniso, as we said previously, when a person fasts a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, which you're technically allowed to do, but it's not a good thing, but you only do it if you really feel bad about your bad dream, so then you have to make up a Tainis for fasting on Shabbos. So to over here, because you're fasting on these days and you're not allowed to, so you have to make a Tainis L'Taniso. You have to fast another day because you fasted on the Tainis, that you're not allowed to fast. Kedesh Yichup Alo, Amash Yisana Biyomim, to get a kapara for that which you fasted on a day that you're not supposed to, al yom and elu. As we already explained, the chanal b'simon tov kuf samaches siv hey. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Zuka shamatilo, if you go get Hataras Nedarim from the Chacham, mimela huta kol yomim. This Hataras Nedarim is not only for the one day that can't be done, but it ruins the whole series of fasts. Your Hatara can't uproot only part of it, it uproots the whole thing. And you see this din in your day, simon reish tas vav. The Mechaber continues and he says, the Yiftach b'charata, when you go get Hataras Nedarim from this Chacham, you should start off with charata, which means basically that you regret having made the tainis. And you should say as follows, the Mechaber says, Shiyom Allah, you tell the Talmud Chacham, Ilu samto elibcha shiarenu bahem elu yomim lo yisino der. So the Talmud Chacham should say to this person, if you had known that, in fact, these days that you're not allowed to fast would come out, would you have made the ned there? And the person will say, no, I wouldn't have, and therefore, umatilo. Then the Talmud Chacham can be matir via Hataras Nedarim, this person's neder. Now, according to the Rambam, Ulha Rambam, he says, Mishaki belalav bilshon neder, if you took upon himself a neder, upogubo shabbosos yomim tovim, and Shabbos Yontif comes out in the days that you took upon yourself a neder to not eat, oh, Erev Yom Kippurim comes out, O Rosh Chodesh, so then, chayiv lotzubem, you do have to fast on them. In lo yatirulo, unless the Chacham does Hataras Nedarim. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, the Ramatzel Ulo Rambam, brings down that this day is identical to the first day that we brought down. However, the Nafka Mina is Chanukah and Purim. And he brings down for the El Yerabah and it's Pashut. And the Mechaber continues, however, as the Bir Halacha just said, Avol Pogu Bo Chanukah Purim. If Chanukah and Purim come out, Nidra Batel, his neder is Batel in that situation, for lo yatzumem, he doesn't have to fast on them. Why? Because Chanukah and Purim are the Rabbanans, and therefore Tzrichim Chizuk, and we don't want this person to not take the Rabbanan seriously, and therefore we say, no, we give Chizuk to the Divrei Chachamim that you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah and Purim, and therefore his neder doesn't take effect. The Ramah continues and says, Hagah, Faminu Kisar Rishon. However, we pass like the first opinion, not like the Rambam, the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down, which is that it would take effect unless you do Hataras Nedarim. Then the Ramah says, Mishinoder Lisano Sach Yomim. If a person said, I'm going to fast a certain amount of days, and he says, not including any yontivs that come out, so then, Ein Chanukah Upurim Bichlal. The Ramah says, Chanukah and Purim are not included in this. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Vav, Shein Elo Yomim Nikrom Yontiv, because they're not called yontiv. Vodin Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is not called yontiv. Avo Cholamoyd Mikro Yontiv. Cholamoyd is called yontiv. Ramah continues and says, V'imamar Shadatu Yavaleim. If the person says, but I was thinking, but I said, not including Yontif, to also not include Chanukah, Purim, and Rosh Chodesh, so then, if we listen to him, we follow Tshuva's HaRashba, says we can follow what he says, we trust him. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pirush v'ein m'choyv l'sanos, and he doesn't fast on those days. The Shavuot HaMaten says, a little bit doichak, though, to say that Chanukah and Purim are called Yomim Tovim, because that's not normally the vernacular we use. Nevertheless, for example, Shavuot Tshuva's HaRashba, that we can, we call Mokom Nemar, Memon, Lomar, Shadat, Soysa, Gamaleim, we believe him. Kimishavim, Yesh Mishum Simcha V'yonim, because one could understand how they're called the Yontif because they have Simcha and Oneg on them. Ramah continues and says, Avol Erev Yom HaKippurim Michlal, certainly Erev Yom Kippur is included in the Yom Tovim, and he says, Ochi Nog, this is where we paskin, with Lo Kamosha Pasim, we are a day, Simon Reish Tesvav, Sif Beis, which the Mishnah Berurah says, it really should be Sif Dalid. King Tzorich Lomar, V'ayin Mishach, Shom Masha Kosov, and if you look in Deir Shufut number 13, he brings down what the Shach says over there, and you can also see in Deir Shufut number 12, as well as Deir Shufut number 13, this discussion. We skip the Mishnah Berurah too. Sivkot and Ches, Erev Yom Kippur is also included as a Yontif. Dibedarim, Hochem Achalosh Ben Yadim. And a person normally says, Velosh Ben Yadim, Mikri Yontif. Erev Yom Kippur is also called a Yontif. Ayin and Kamen, Simon Teshuas, Tafreish Dalid, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis, what he says over there. And that can be seen in Deir Shu footnote number 11. Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes, brings down the Ramah, says, Ohochi Nog, this is where we paskin, or Shalomar, Kisvar Rishona. Hanal, Velokidatsi Rabbim. That we paskin like the Svar Rishona and not like the Rambam. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.